Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Diligence. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
I think I'm talking to some people that will submit to the will. If you find out it's the will of God, you will submit to it, right? Even if it's different from how you thought. So why in the world would God want me rich? I could give you a bunch of reasons. And most of them do not have to do with you. Right? You could help get this gospel out. You could help brothers and sisters. You could feed people. You could clothe people. You could do all kind of stuff with a bunch of money. It is the will of God for you to have ability in these areas. But it don't come just by, letting a thought cross your mind. You have to go after it. And you have to diligently. Somebody say diligently. Diligently seek the Lord, diligently believe, diligently sow, diligently obey, and do it year after year. And if you will, the Word of God cannot fail. You will prosper. You'll come up, and God will use you to help other people and be a blessing to other people. Psalm 112. And along with that, you'll enjoy some nice stuff yourself. You know one great thing about being a pipeline? Think about it now. A pipeline that's flowing all kind of water through it. You know one good thing about being a pipeline, though? You're always full of water. Is that right? I mean, it's flowing in, it's flowing out, but during the process, you're always full. So you're enjoying water all the time, even though it's flowing in and it's flowing out. Psalm 112. Praise ye the Lord. Blessed is the man that fears the Lord, that delights greatly in his commandments. His seed will be mighty on the earth. Mighty in the Bible includes the idea of wealthy. Study it. The generation of the upright shall be blessed. Here he qualifies it so that there is no doubt. Verse 3, read it. Wealth and riches shall be in his house. Whose house? Back up verse 1, whose house? The man that fears the Lord, reverences him, loves him, respects him, honors him, and that delights greatly in his commandments. How many know if you do delight greatly in his commandments, that means you're going to be obeying his commandments? Which ties in with other scriptures. You be willing and obedient, you're going to eat the good of the land. Wealth and riches will be in his house. You know, there's all kind of people who don't like that verse. They just don't like that when you say it. Read it out loud, verse 3. Wealth and riches shall be in his house. Whose house?
My house.
Well, if you fear the Lord and obey him and delight in what he says do, then wealth and riches will be in your house. But what if it's not the will of God? I'm reading the will of God. I'm reading the will of God. It don't get any more will of God than this. I'm reading the perfect will of God for your life right here. It doesn't get any more perfect will of God than this. Wealth and riches shall be in your house. It's okay to say my house. If you're going to reverence the Lord and respect the Lord, and seek him and obey him, can you say glory to God?
Glory.
I think we ought to say it one more time because there's still some folk that don't like it. Said out loud, wealth.
Wealth.
Wealth. And riches shall be in my house. What do I need with wealth and riches? God will show you. There's all kinds of things you can do with wealth and riches. Wealthy folks have choices. Poor folks don't. Choices. And God will show you. He'll show you exactly what to do. Now, the reason we're talking about this is because we had read out of the Proverbs that the diligent man gets precious possessions. So God's going to give you some nice things. Amen? You can enjoy some of them. You can bless other people with some of them. Right? You know something Brother T.L. Osborne said that's stayed with me, stuck with me. When I heard somebody else quote him and that knew him and was with him. And he said, surround yourself with things that are beautiful to you. He said it inspires creativity. It's when people live in abject poverty, it's not conducive to creativity. Are you listening? I know years ago I was driving through a very rough part of a major city. You'd call it a ghetto. And I saw young people out on the street. And the look in their eyes. And of course so much crime. People would call it a dangerous place. And the Lord spoke to my heart while we were driving through. He said, no vision. No vision. The people have no vision. And what happens where people have no vision? They perish, and people were perishing in this place by the thousands, perishing daily in different ways. What did they need? They don't just need somebody to come tell them they're going to hell if they don't change. What do they need? They need vision, right? A vision of what? A vision of the goodness of God. A vision of a God that if you'll believe in Him and if you'll seek Him diligently, He will reward you with good. A vision of a good God that the Bible of the psalmist said, He takes beggars out of the garbage pile and He sets them with princes. A vision that no matter who I am, no matter what I don't know, no matter what education I don't have, or who my daddy was, or who my mama was, I can believe God, and all things are possible to him that believes. I can come up out of here. I can have a good life. I can be used of God. I can prosper. I can be healed. I can be rich. I can be forgiven. I can be somebody that God can use. A vision. But see, many parts of so-called Christianity, which are just traditional, they're not telling them that. They're telling them, you know, God had them born into poverty. And it was His will, and they don't understand it. And it might be God's will for them to die from a stray bullet tomorrow. But just to submit to the will of God. And so you still, after hearing all that, you still have no vision. But that's not the real word of God. I said, that's not the real word of God. The real word of God, when you hear it, your spirit leaps up inside you. And you go, I can. I can have it. I can do it. I can be it. Anything's possible. Anything, what they say is impossible, is possible. I can have it. I can see it. I can do it. By God's grace. Can you say amen? So let's have vision. Let's think big. Right? You know, when you live in a terrible place, dirty place, a lousy place, and you eat terrible food and you have terrible clothes day in, day out. I mean, it's easy for other folk to say, oh, be full of joy. Enjoy life. But you're dealing with this every day. It's no fun. And in places like that, people are yielding to depression all around you. People are yielding to hopelessness. And these places are not conducive. The environment is not conducive for healing and prospering and victories. And you can't control everybody. And some people, no matter what they hear, they're not going to believe it and they're not going to receive it. But God will get you out. That was weak. I said, God will get you out. He will get you out. Even if other people are not going to go with him and they're going to stay in their little small broke world, God will get you out. They can make fun of you. They can laugh at you. They can criticize you. But God will still get you out and prosper you. And before it's over with, wealth and riches will be in your house. You can get up in the morning in a nice place. Yeah. People say, that don't matter. That don't matter. It does matter. It does make a difference. Amen. I have prayed in a car with the heater broke in the wintertime. While I was driving to work in the wintertime, my feet got so cold, I thought they never would be the same. Anybody know what I'm talking about or not? You get an old drafty car, but the heater don't work in the middle of winter. Oh, man. And I prayed, and I blessed the Lord, and I thanked the Lord. I have also prayed in a new car with climate control and heated seats. I don't know but what I could pray better. Better. In a new car. Some folk don't like that at all. Well, who's the new cars for? Just the drug dealers? People that sell pornographic magazines? Who's it for? How many understand no man or woman could come up with the technology of how to develop these materials and how to build these machines except God gave it to them? Yeah. Right? Yeah. Well, if God gave it to them, did he just give it to the world? No. To sinners? To the ungodly? No. Me and you could drool over? No. Every good gift and every perfect gift comes from the Lord. Yeah. If it's good, it's from him. And it's for you. Say it out loud. If it's good, it's from God. And it's for me.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series Diligence, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, October 7th, as we begin our week of increase. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God. Thanks to God who gives me